Like last summer, Daniel Kurtz over here, he had a cow. He always went his cows back and forth, ever since we were here.
Who?
Daniel Kurtz, across the road.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He has that quarterback there, that the woods back there.
Okay.
And one of the workers that came by just asked the cows, and they've done it before. They've seen the cows coming, they just speed it and try to get past it yet before the cows cross the road. And they always made it. But sometimes cows had to stop and pull their head back so they don't get hit. But that time they didn't work that way. There were five cows run right into the side of them.
Oh my gosh.
And the one, she got torn inside that she died. She was dead. She was laying on the road. Then she got up. And but she didn't walk. And finally, they got her to move off the road, and she walked into the barn. And 10 minutes later, I said, "Are the cows all right?" And he said, "Why, they think it is." I said, "I'm going to go check." I came in there, and the one was laying down and breathing hard and so forth. And I said, "There's one cow in there that's going to die." That guy said, "It is." And I said, "Yes."
Who's the guy? The guy that hit him?
The guy that hit one of the workers back here.
At the mine.
Mm-hmm. And so he, this guy had called his dad, his father-in-law, come out.
The guy at the mine.
The guy that would...
The guy from
the worker.
Yeah, the worker.
He called his father-in-law.
So the cow was dead before he came out. But he was out before the sheriff was out. His father-in-law was. And it's his father-in-law told Daniel that it's going to cost him $4,000.
Who? Cost who?
Cost Daniel $4,000 to do the pickup, repair the pickup. And so...
He was going to try to charge Daniel for the cows being in the way?
Nope.
What did he say about the dead cow?
And then the sheriff report, it was... That the guy from the picket will do his expenses and Daniel will do his. There was no sign up here of the cattle crossing.
Oh, that's what they used.
And now they should have gone and sued Bruce for not having that sign there. Because he's trying to tell everybody else if it didn't clear it for so far away, somebody went in there and get hurt, whatever, they can sue us. Got to be cleared. That's what he's trying to do now.
But who was supposed to put that sign up?
The county.
And they never did.
It was there once for about...
Oh, so there was supposed to be a sign there.
But there is one there now.
Yeah, but that doesn't help your friend Daniel.
No.
So how much does a cow cost?
Oh, at that time, they were running between $1,200 and $1,400, or even $1,800.
Mm-hmm, depends on...
Yeah. And I just found out lately, Daniel took... 2 trips a week for 3 weeks to Madison about it.
To who is he talking to?
They were trying to sue him.
So he had to go down to Madison?
He had to go to Madison for this court deal.
Oh, come on.
This is horrible.
2 times a week for 3 weeks. And this private investigator, that's what he was.
Oh,
private investigator.
Okay.
I think he was with him when he went down. And they had to go there, there were 3 weeks, 2 times a week. That would be 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Till finally the judge dismissed it, and the other guy did not get the money.
But he had to go through all that hassle and expense of gas and time. And
mm-hmm.
Well, how can they do that?
That's another sign is on the sand mines. They try to push him to do it.
So
anything they can do to try to get to do it.
So the guy that did it worked at the sand mine. His dad must have been some...
His father-in-law.
A father-in-law. Must have been some rich guy that had connections and...
I don't know, but he's the one that pushed it about suing.
Don't you guys ever give up to them. Doesn't it just want to help somebody out? I hate it.
So these are the kinds of things that never occurred before, Mike.
Right. there's more things going on now since they're back here than it did before.
Okay, so these events you've described to me, the scraping of the buggy, you pulling off, this cow, I mean, what, once a month this stuff happens? What?
Well, not once a month. But this cow was last summer, and that buggy for me was this spring. It was last summer, too. And that the cart up there that the truck ran into him, that was this spring.
Okay.
And the cow that got killed up north of town, or down there, that was this spring.
Okay.
And, it's...
What about...
All these little short little scrapes, whatever, it's been going on since, too. High speeders.
Right. Well,
what about the young man that was married to the Borntrager's daughter that lives right? She lived right across from the Benton Dent store, and they were living on G. They had just gotten married, and he was coming home from work, and some truck hit him and killed him.
Okay.
The truck said it was going into the sun or something. Was that? What do you know about that?
There was no sun involved in that. I mean, the sun was already down.
Really?
The sun was already down, but it wasn't dark.
So it's kind of twilight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard time to see sometimes, like you're looking for deer on the side. But
yep,
this is
yep.
a big truck, and well, he came from behind him, right?
Right. Yep.
Heading.
West. Well, he went right into him.
Yep.
And he pushed, I mean, the whole thing was a semi, right?
Yep, that's just a tractor.
Oh, just a tractor.
Just a semi-tractor, yep.
So that guy was not local, though, right?
No, he was from Minnesota.
Okay.
But we've heard lately from some, he lives right close to an Amish community in Minnesota, where is where he lived, where I understood. And he said to them that he was doing a text message when he hit him. He's seen him ahead already. But he didn't realize he's catching that up with him that fast. And then when he looked up, there he was already, right? Just in front of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's why they don't want you to text and drive,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
That young man died, and his wife ended up there to leave that place, which they were going to buy, and she had to move back home with her folks. I mean, these are horrible stories.
Yeah. Now, because of that, they're pushing the battery lights.
Pushing what?
Battery lights.
Oh, battery lights and on the buggy at night.
That's probably a good idea, though, right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I would say it is.
Yeah. And they used to have those lanterns that were just on the front, down low. You could hardly see those. And then the one thing that really is good, they have to do those, you know, orange triangle
things. Yeah, those are.
And those are, but... People in this community do that reflective tape, and they outline the whole side of the back end of the buggy, and in some cases, in a cart or something, the front side as well.
Right.
And that is about the most helpful thing. You can see that from a long distance. You know what it is,
right.
Especially if you're from this area.
Do you guys try not to ride at night?
We tried to do as much daytime as we can,
But there are always young people coming home from work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they get done at 5 or whatever, and so they've got to do so many miles to get to their own home.
Right.
But, so that too could have been avoided. It's just the guy was texting.
Right.
Even if they would have had a flash on it, they would have helped him down there.
No, because he was looking down.
Yeah. And you like this guy here, Mervyn Miller, that got hit up here on 12 right there by that bridge. That guy was texting, too.
Oh, that was right on the edge of Augusta?
Yep.
And did he die?
No.
Now, what happened to him?
He was just seriously hurt.
Oh.
He was off work about
three. And that what is what kind of vehicle hit him?
That was the Renton truck.
A what?
A Renton truck.
What kind?
A dead animal pickup truck.
Oh.
I think it was.
Okay. And that guy was texting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy. I'm going to look those events up. I'm going to call the county and see if I can find more information on those events.
Yeah.
So, 2 in the spring.
I don't think the county knows that this guy here on 10 was texting.
But
he didn't check it out, I don't know.
But the cow that died in the barn, the cow up there, your thing... the other guy who got scraped, all four of those events, they should have a record of, right?
No. Oh, they don't have a record of mine.
Oh, right, because he just kept going.
Yep.
So, but the guy who came back asking for money, $4,000 for the truck, that there's a record of that.
There should be, because he's been trying to collect money.
And that was last summer?
Yep.
Okay, and what were the events that were this
Bruce.
Front?
No, this was...
This was
the guy working back in here.
Okay.
That's the one where the dad helped him out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was this spring?
Yeah.
You don't know that guy's name?
That was last summer.
Okay, last summer.
I don't know the guy's name, though.
No.
All right.
But Bruce's was just this spring up here on... by Paul Willie's there.
Okay.
He's the one that run off the road to hit him yet.
Yeah.
Then before the shrink was there, this young guy said, "Why did you try to hit me? I was off the road. I could have hit you harder."
That's what Bruce said?
Yeah.
Well, he's just been jerked.
I could have hit you harder.
He is really awful.
And he's the main guy between the community and the mine, right?
I mean, No.
Oh.
He's on our town board.
Right.
And I've always thought he was a jerk. But then when he got on the town board, I had to give him credit because... most of the other members of the town board sit there and they don't know or don't care. It's five members. And so when he got on, he'd come with his briefcase and he'd have paperwork and he had researched the projects. He knew what the agenda was going to be and did his homework.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, he's got some redeeming qualities here.
Right,
and so
right.
And so now I hear all this stuff again. And then there was some rumor that he was going to try to get a job, be some kind of an officer for the county or township. And what was he going to do? Something on the roads, like he could stop people, maybe?
With giving tickets on the road.
Yeah, and yeah. He's not even a police officer. What, can you tell me more about that?
I don't know. You know more about it than I do, it sounds like.
Oh, okay. So you sounded like you knew about it. Okay.
I think heard of it that he got paperwork that he can. I don't know the guy. I don't even know if I've seen him or not.
Do you have